challenge. Yeah, why not? Mets have one left, two left. Pitch is ruled a ball. So Parada tried to sneak strike three in there to end the game. And it's a full count. Payoff pitch right in there for a called third strike. Ball game over. Mets win. Hold the phone. Ross has used the last challenge for Fort Myers. And we wait on the result. It is a strikeout. Now the game is officially over. Well, Fort Myers kept one in the back pocket. You can't take it with you, so you might as well use it. If you're Ross, it looked like it was right in there. And how about that? Felipe De La Cruz strikes out six in a row to end the game. And the Mets pick up their first win in this series at Fort Myers in game one of a Saturday doubleheader by the final of 5-2. Mets broke out the offense in the third inning. They had not scored a run in the series until the third inning. They put up a five spot on five hits. It was Tillian with the single to get the Mets on the board, and then the two-out double by Dominguez, followed by the two-run double or two-run single by Bercierta for the 5-0 lead. A little shaky fourth inning by Ovias, but Gervais bails him out, and then maybe the best finish for a pitcher this season. De La Cruz, six straight strikeouts to end the game. And with the win, the Mets guarantee themselves at least a .500 second half. They are 32-30 in the second half with two games to go. They are now 72-55. Fort Myers drops to 68-58. They are 27-35 in the second half. Five-game winning streak over for the Muscles. That's wrapping up that happy high five line just outside the dugout. The awkward pause after the challenge on the last pitch of the game ends up being an upheld call. So the Mets win the first game today. They'll try for the doubleheader sweep. We've just learned that first pitch is scheduled for 7:15. So a nearly 45-minute break in between games. A little longer than usual. But if you play out the timeline, Fort Myers usually starts 9-inning games at 7 o'clock. So starting a game at 7-inning game at 7:15 would get them finished around a normal time. So a long day of baseball off to a good start for the Mets. A winning pitcher is Gervais, a losing pitcher Carr, and De La Cruz gets the save. What we'll do now is we will shut down the broadcast and we will come back at 7:10 with an abbreviated pregame show with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for game two as the Mets will be going for a doubleheader sweep and Fort Myers will be aiming for a series victory and the doubleheader split. So, once again, your final from Hammond Stadium in Game 1 of today's doubleheader, St. Lucie 5, Fort Myers 2. We'll talk again at 7:10 for Game 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight on Noche de Carnaval night, Ms. Janet Pombero Guava.
Can you see?
And with that beautiful rendition of the national anthem completed here at Hammond Stadium, we are ready for game two of today's doubleheader and game four of this five-game series with one canceled game. Not going to do a doubleheader tomorrow. Thank goodness for that. Mets won game one not too long ago, right around 6:30, by the final score of 5-2. Using the strength of a five-run third inning. It's their only run that they've scored, only inning they've scored runs in the series. It was enough for game one. Great pitching. Ovias struggled with the walks, but when he was in the strike zone, he was close to unhittable. And then Gervais and De La Cruz combining for 3 1/3, scoreless innings and 9 strikeouts, a dominant performance for the two Mets relievers. So we are ready for game two. Fort Myers looking for a split and a series victory. Mets looking for a doubleheader sweep that would even the series at 2 games apiece. First pitch will be any moment right now. Mets have switched over to their alternate orange jersey tops. Fort Myers, their alternate purple tops. So you have orange versus purple tonight. And the three Mets hitters to lead off in the top of the first inning will be Tanner Murphy, Junior Tillian, and Chase Estep. The middle three, Dominguez, DeAndre Smith, and Bercierta. And the bottom three, Salazar, Thomas, and Adriel Antigua makes his team debut, batting ninth and playing catcher. Important spot for him. The pitcher is Tomas Clito, that who has the ball on the mound for Fort Myers, and Clito's first pitch is on the way. It's swung on and missed, and we are underway. First pitch of game two is 7:16, and it is 80 degrees and partly cloudy out. Should be a good night for a seven-inning ball game. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. My second pitch is high, and it's 1-1. This pitch is popped into shallow right. Ross running in, but going back and making the catch is Cespedes, the second baseman. Murphy, who went 0-4 in the first game, is now 0-5 on the day. One down, and Junior Tillian is up. A nice crowd tonight. Probably not going to be as nice as it was yesterday. Funny to say that with all the terrible weather issues yesterday. And they announced over 2,800. The last fireworks show of the season was last night. Junior Tillian had a big hit for the Mets. He got them on the board in the third inning as he fouls this one away at 93 from Cleto. Cleto, relatively new to Fort Myers. This is only his fifth game and his fourth start. No wins or losses, a 4.22 ERA. There was this slider outside. He's logged 11 innings, scattering 10 hits and 5 earned runs with 6 walks and 10 strikeouts. This pitch is a called strike on the corner, and Tillian would like to challenge that. An early challenge. Their home plate umpire, Rob Ginther. Ginther tapping his head, waiting for the call, and it is a ball. So, successful challenge for Tillian. It's 3-1, and then he fouls away or flies the next pitch into right. Ross waving for it, and he makes the catch for the out. Two up, two downs for Cleto. He was pitching in the FCL before his late season promotion to Fort Myers. He went 1-2 in 9 games with 2 starts for the FCL Twins. Two up, two down, and now Chase Estep, the batter. First pitch to Chase is a ball outside. Cleto's pitch is zipped over at 94 for a strike. Estep in game one went 0 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout. The changeup is flowing up on the infield. That's towards the second baseman, Cespedes. He grabs another. He caught 2 pop-outs in the first inning. And Tomas Cleto begins game two with the perfect top of the first. Jordan Gieber, at long last, makes his first appearance of the series on the other side of the break.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Jordan Gieber was supposed to pitch on Thursday, and then that was bumped back to Friday, and then that was bumped back to Saturday, and here he is at long last, Jordan Gieber making his long-awaited start in this series, and he throws one to the backstop on the first pitch. Ball one to Misael Urbina. Gieber's 6th game with the Mets, his 4th start. One of the few pitchers the Mets have that can, you know, be stretched out to, you know, close to 90 pitches. It's a rarity these days. This ball is swung on and missed. But the Mets should be very well rested pitching-wise. And they're in that stage where they got to get Gieber's work in, but they can also mix in some other arms. Urbina waits on the 1-1. Slider in the dirt. Gieber 1-0. The 5.87 ERA, 23 innings, 29 hits, 15 runs, 9 walks, and 22 strikeouts. He's been up and down since coming to St. Lucie. And that bad first start, he struggled to make it out of the first inning. And he's had some good ones and given the Mets some length. Here's a mile-high pop-up. Lantigua is unable to make the catch because it's on the wrong side of the net. And a fan in the first row catches it on the ricochet in his hat. So Adriel Lantigua making his team debut, becoming the 101st player used by St. Lucie this season, catching game two. Of course, the Mets made a couple of roster moves yesterday as this ball is higher. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? 2 days ago, they put two of their catchers, Vincent Perozzo and Fernando Villalobos, on the injured list. And they were down to basically Parada, the rehabber, Campos, and Bear Sierta in an emergency. And there's a swing and a miss as Urbina goes down on the fastball at 90. So Adriel Lantigua, who played in the FCL this year, took the Tom Young Express, or Ubered over here this afternoon. Got in right around 2:30. So Gieber retires leadoff man, then starts Noah Miller with the changeup. Miller, slick fielding shortstop, did not play game one. Owen's slider is popped up and out of play. That will be into the stands. And the kids chase after it. Strike two. Last time we saw Gebert was out of the bullpen on August 31st. It's been that long? 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs against Jupiter. Prior to that, he had a 6-inning start against Palm Beach in a no decision. The only Mets 6-inning start since early July. And figures to be the last, unless he can get 6 innings today. A 1-2 pitch, it's high, 2-2. Gieber's pitch inside. Lantigua tries to steal one. Called the ball by Rob Ginther, the umpire. No challenge. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. So he got way ahead of Miller and then walked him. That's what Mets have to prevent against doing. Walks did not cost them that first game. The strikeouts that followed the walk certainly helped. But, six walks in the game earlier today. Six walks in the game yesterday in 7 innings. Averaging basically a walk per inning in these 7-inning games. That's not going to cut it, as this ball is a strike to Schobel. Not going to cut it if you want to win. Schobel versus Gieber, a matchup of friends and teammates. They played together at Virginia Tech. Who's going to win this round? 0-1 pitch, and it's going to be line in right field. So Schobel, a base hit. Here comes the throw by Dominguez to third base, and it's going to be late. It gets away. Karam's off the wall and right to Estep. No error. Actually, we will have an error as Schobel goes to second, Miller on third. So Dominguez with that long-range throw from right field gets away from Estep. It's a single for Schobel. And then Schobel takes second on that throwaway. But the good ricochet keeps Miller at third base, and Gieber in trouble here in the bottom of the first. Second and third, one out. And he sails one to the backstop. It comes right back to Lantigua. No wild pitch. We saw that yesterday. One kicked right back, or was it Yeah, it was yesterday. One kicked right back to Parada. And this one hit the wall and came right back to Lantigua. So a pitch to the backstop that doesn't advance runners. Well, that's two ricochets that have kept Miller from scoring. Maybe it's a sign. Lantigua out to the mound to have a word with Gieber. And these two working together for the first time, maybe for the first, you know, time in a game certainly, but probably didn't even know each other until an hour ago. There's a slider off the plate. Actually, I don't know what they did during game one, but that would have been a good time to discuss the matter since neither was going to be used in game one. And Cardenas takes a pitch outside. It's 2-0. Gieber throws one that nearly hits Cardenas in the face, and he bails out of ball three. Yikes. Pitch popped up into shallow left field. This is going to be a tough play. Tillian's circling around and he's going to make the catch for the out. Thomas way late coming in from left field, and boy, for a moment it looked like he might run right up the back of Tillian. And Murphy was late coming in too, so Cardenas pops one out, and now Gieber has got a chance to get out of this inning without allowing a run. Boy, so he one kicks off the wall by third base, one kicks off the backstop, and then a 3-0 count turns into a pop-out. If Gieber can put up a zero here, that would be a huge boost to the Mets' chances in this game. Gets a swing and a miss on the slider to Ben Ross. Not out of the woods yet, still second and third, two down. Ross went 1-for-4 with a single and two strikeouts in game one. And he belts this one right to Estep, who makes the catch. That looked like it was heading down the left field line for extra bases and two runs. Estep gets the glove up at the last moment, pulls it down for out number three. That was an incredible magician-type performance by the Mets to not allow a run in that inning. Could have gone sideways. It didn't. No score going to the second.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Carlos Dominguez leads off for the Mets.
Tonight's second inning brought to you by Hooters.
In the top of the second, it's brought to you by Hooters here at the stadium, not on the broadcast. It'd be great if we had an inning sponsor on the broadcast. Lauren and Brett will get right on that in the offseason. Dominguez's big two-run double in game one. Gave the Mets some breathing room. As he takes the ball outside, that remains the Mets' only extra base hit in this series. Tomas Cleto got the first three Mets in order in the first. Dominguez takes this pitch on the corner, outer half. He looks back at the umpire, but will let it stand. Tillian's already won a challenge. Rob Ginther, he had a good challenge night yesterday. Three-two pitch, and it swung on and missed. Dominguez strikes out. Scores from around the Florida State League. Bradenton did beat Clearwater 6-2. I believe Bradenton is now half a game out of first place with another game to go tonight. Half a game behind Dunedin. Dunedin's up 5-1 in the top of the fourth. So I think Dunedin can win the division with a win and a Bradenton loss in game two. Although Bradenton's scheduled for a doubleheader tomorrow, so I don't know. You know, we've had bad weather here as DeAndre Smith takes a ball, and it's a 1-1 count. It's not been that great elsewhere. We've had it the worst, no question. But it's been a struggle basically outside of Jupiter. Jupiter, the only, well, say Jupiter and Daytona, the East Coast teams playing and hosting games this week as Smith flies one to Ross, and Ross makes the catch high over his head for out two. Five up, five down for the Mets.
Now batting for the Mets, number 38.
And Raul Berciarta will come up.
Number 38.
Now, this is the Mets' 23rd inning at the plate in the series. They've only scored in one of the innings. Good enough for a win, so that's a. If you had told Fort Myers they're going to score one time in of the 23 innings, Fort Myers probably thought they'd have won every game by now. When you put up a crooked number in that one inning, give yourself a shot as Berciarta jumps out of the way. He was a big part of the winning game one, the two-out, two-run single. Went from 3-0 to 5-0. And he shoots this one deep, deep center field. Urbina going back, looks up, this ball is gone! Bye-bye baseball. Raul Berciarta to dead central to give the Mets the lead in game two. I mean, he dropped it straight over the 405 sign on the wall. And for the Mets, that's home run number 131 this season. They're not going to get the team record. But Berciarta does get the Mets a home run in this series. And the inning will continue for Salazar. So the Mets have now scored in two of the 23 innings. Pitch is a strike. Well, the StatCast information, the pitch was a sinker at 93 miles an hour, exit velocity 105 off the bat, 28-degree launch angle, no distance listed. But considering he dropped it right over the 405 sign, you can gather it was between 405 and 410. Here's a fly out by Salazar to right. Ross has it again. He's caught three fly balls now, and the inning is over. But not before Berciarta launches his 13th home run of the season, giving the Mets a 1-0 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jordan Gieber and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. This is really a surprising lead, if we're being honest and frank, as a slider gets in for a strike. Palm Beach. Mets will face Palm Beach next, but Fort Myers should have scored in the first inning. I mean, second and third, one out. You got a ball that went off the wall on an error. Couldn't move the runner up. You had a pitch to the backstop that came right back to Lantigua. For no wild pitch. He had a 3-0 count on a batter. He popped out. You had an absolute rip shot down the left side that was right to Estep, a foot higher or to the left or right, and it's a two-run hit. Instead, no run score. And then Cleto, who had retired all five he faced, gives up the surprising home run to Bear Sierta, and it's the Mets in the lead, not the Mighty Muscles. And this is the kind of juju the Mets would like to have next week. I'll build some here. There's a check swing. He went. No. Ooh, okay. Well, that's right in the ear of field umpire Joe Crone down the first baseline. Thought that Rosario went around. Rosario DHing tonight. Slider grounded to Tillian. Tillian unloads to first. High throw. Bear Sierta, rather Salazar, holds the bag with the tippy toes. And there's an out. And I say, you know, Rosario beat out a Tillian throw at the end of the last game. Nearly helped out by a high throw here. And going back to the lineout that Ross slugged to Estep, I wonder what the velocity on that lineout was. 99 miles an hour. So, yeah, a foot higher left to right of Chase, and that ball is down the line for a two-run hit. Just a good break. And Cespedes takes the first two pitches out of the zone. And this ball up, it's 3-0. Fastball, and get me over fastball taken for a strike. Gieber throws this fastball by at 90, well-placed fastball. Down and away in the strike zone. Full count. And this pitch low. Gieber wants the challenge. Mets have already won one challenge. Gieber challenged it. It is a ball. Was Gieber not Lantigua? So instead of a strikeout, it is confirmed ball four.
Number 15, Ricardo Olivar.
A one-out walk. And Ricardo Olivar comes up. The catcher moving up to the eighth spot. He DH'd the first game, went 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Did draw a bases-loaded walk. That's how Fort Myers scored both its runs. in game one. Took a bases loaded walk with one out and a bases loaded walk with two outs. It was a crazy sequence because there were bases loaded, no outs. Ovalle struck out a batter and then walked the next one on four pitches. Then he struck out the next guy and walked the next batter on four pitches. I'd never seen that before. Pitches outside to Olivar. Gieber, he is a bit of a nibbler tonight. Not pounded the zone. As this ball is flown high into right for Dominguez. Out number one as Dominguez makes the catch. Out number two as Dominguez catches the fly from Olivar. Two down.
Now batting for the mighty muscle, number 11, Luis Baez.
And Luis Baez comes up, number nine man in the order. I believe for Baez, this is his first appearance of the series. Let me say that, but the series is three games long. It is. Now, Nate Baez played two games, and no relation that we are aware of. And there's a foul ball back to the stands. Actually, that's back to the concourse, and there's a couple of sponsor tables down there, and they have no idea. Yeah, incoming. They have that big cutout right behind the home plate when you walk up and you have the big view of the ballpark as this pitch is fouled off Lantigua's mast. That's much like Clover Park. You know how you walk up the big main gate of Clover Park and there's that big cutout in the stands behind home plate and you can look out and see everything. Same thing in Fort Myers, and their cutout might actually be a little wider. They actually set up sponsor tables there. And they're in the line of fire. 0-2 pitch is outside. One-two coming to Baez. Swings and misses at the high fastball. The inning is over. Gieber, just a one-out walk. Strands him at first base. He's gone through the lineup once. He's gotten through it scoreless. We go to the third. 1-0 Mets.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, so 1-0 Evelyn. Turn back around. 1-0 Evelyn. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, the winner right here. Give it up for Evelyn. Give it up for Lacey. The law opposite of the jar will be rock, paper, scissors, Tim. Back to you. Tonight's third inning brought to you by Florida Blue.
Ryland Thomas lead it off for the Mets in the third. Forgot about one of the traditions here at Hammond Stadium. That's the on-field host being extremely loud, forgetting that you don't need to yell into the microphone. The microphone amplifies the voice for you. That is also this broadcast booth right under a giant speaker, so you're hearing everything. Here's a fly into shallow center field. It's going to drop in the triangle. For a base hit for Ryland Thomas. Three muscles converge, nearly all three collide, and the ball bounces softly in the grass. Now Thomas with the leadoff hit off of Cleto. The Mets have their second hit, the other one being the home run from
now batting for the Mets,
Bersierta. Appreciate the dude's excitement, though. But my eardrums always hurt at the end of the night here. Suppose we should not complain since we are playing baseball under partly cloudy skies. This pitch is outside to Lantigua, getting his first at-bat since being called over from the FCL. He's in a 2-0 count. He did make his way to St. Lucie midway through the season, but as a bullpen catcher, not on the active roster. This ball is fouled straight back. Well, Tennessee Volunteers, big road win at Pitt in overtime. And salvaging a wild day in the SEC. Alabama scraping by unranked Texas. Texas A&M losing at home to Appalachian State, the Sun Belt. Here's a poke into shallow left, and that's going to hang up and be caught by Baez. And off the bat, that looked like it was going to deaden and fall to the turf. And Baez came flying in, and you know, Baez is giving a tribute, and so was Urbina, a tribute to the promoted Mets, Stanley Consuegra, and Alex Ramirez, because neither of them can keep their hat on their head while running to make these catches. I'm sure Omar De Los Santos somewhere down in the dugout appreciates it as well. Pop up right side by Murphy, and that will be caught next to the Mets dugout by the first baseman Cardenas, and Murphy's just having a tough day. And he's 0 for 6 now. Two pop-outs in game two, and three flyouts and a strikeout in game one. Just not making good contact. So a couple of quick outs after the Thomas Bloop single. Ryland still at first. Junior Tillian at the plate. And a strike is thrown on a changeup at 84 by Cleto. 1-0 Mets. Two outs, runner on first in the top of the third. Game two, doubleheader, seven-inning game again. And a foul tip on a changeup again at 84 miles an hour for strike two. Junior 0 for 1 at the flyout to right. Here's a ground ball right out to second, scooped up by Cespedes. He tags the bag for the force out of Thomas. The inning is over. That ball nearly took out Cleto, somehow avoided getting hit by it. The inning is over. And you go to the home third, 1-0 Mets.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
For the order, will bat for the Mighty Muscles. They mustered a single and two walks against Gieber first time through. First pitch, check swing, but Urbina went around. It's a swinging strike called right at home plate by Ginther. Slider, strike two, and immediate challenge by Urbina. Fort Myers hasn't used the challenge yet. It is a strike.
The call is challenged.
Call upheld.
The count is 0-2.
Count stays 0-2. Pitch home too high. By the way, the challenge system will be in effect for every postseason game in the Florida State League. One, two pitches, a ball outside. I know the umpire assignments. I don't know if I'm allowed to say them publicly, so I will not. But tune in Tuesday. Find out. But it is going to be a four-man crew. 2-2 pitch. And this ball is fouled away. Kid with the glove gets out of the way. Why? He brought the glove. Everybody thinks they've got it until it comes right down on top. Breaking ball popped up into shallow left. Another one for Tillian. He bounces around, makes the catch with his feet in the grass to retire Urbina. So other than the line out at 99 miles an hour by Ross, a lot of weak contact. Here's Noah Miller. Drew the walk in the first and was stranded on third. Again, trying to figure out the West Division. As we have a time called. Why? What's going on here? The umpire off to the side writing something. But it is Noah Miller. He's in the box. We're ready to resume. Trying to figure out the West Division current standings. Dunedin leads by half a game over Bradenton, 2.5 over Lakeland. Dunedin is winning currently 5-2 in the fourth against Palm Beach. Bradenton has not started its second game against Clearwater yet. There's a check swing on a ball up high. Tampa, I think, has been eliminated. Trying to play one game today and two tomorrow, so maybe not yet eliminated, but on the verge. Pitch to Gieber is line deep to left, and Thomas on the move right there to meet it for out number two. So Bradenton, it's their stadium, Lee Com Park. It's booked next week for some type of amateur tournament. They didn't plan that far ahead. So if Bradenton wins the second half, Fort Myers would host all the games. Now, Fort Myers not only waiting to see what opponent it will be, but whether or not they got a host on Tuesday. A very strange circumstance, and it does appear it's going to come down to the last day tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Mets have known now since early in this week their opponent is Palm Beach, but we've known that for basically close to a month. As this pitch is a strike to Schobel. Schobel won the battle against his old college teammate with a sharp single in the second, and he went to second on a throwing error. A 1-1 pitch. Gieber throws one that eats up E-step, but he hangs with it, throws to first, and has the out. Boy, that was right into the belly of Chase. I would say that Chase has got abs. And dropped it, picked it up, threw to first. But he's been in the perfect spot now twice tonight. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the first time for E-step. Or rather for Gieber, thanks to E-step. Fourth inning coming right up. Mets holding that 1-0 lead.
Let's go ahead.
Hey, fans.
fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Chase Estep lobs the first pitch of the fourth out to shallow left. Caught by Baez. One pitch, one out for the starter, Tomas Clito. And this game speeding right along. Sometimes these games tend to do that. Game twos of doubleheaders, especially at the early going. Teams are relatively tired. If the pitchers are on point, which they seem to be, can amass outs quickly. And as this game gets deeper, figures to slow down. There's a pop-up foul by Dominguez, and that's going to reach the seats, scare the fans, and land harmlessly in the first row of the second deck. Dominguez struck out his first time up. Here he grounds one deep to third. Picked up foul. Nice snag by Schobel. It was foul, but good effort. Time called by Dominguez, the one he's allowed. 0-2 is a good time to use it. Takes the fastball up high. And this pitch to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. The New York Mets are taking out some frustration tonight. They're up 10-1 at Miami. Could have used a run or two yesterday. And there's a swing and a miss by Dominguez. Two up, two down for Clito. Here in the fourth inning. Yeah, New York Mets for the first time in, 150-something days. Out of first place. And Braves jumped them by half a game. One fewer in the loss column. After the Mets lost last night and the Braves won late night at Seattle. There's a pitch for a ball outside. So all the fans and media types ballyhooed the Mets' schedule, how weak it was. Well, it does not matter how weak or strong your schedule are. If you don't win the games, it does not matter. And the Mets sputtering a bit. Not like they're on a tailspin. I think 3-4 in their last seven. Against a combo of the Marlins, the Nationals, and the Pirates. And this ball is fouled away. So, not a good time to be playing around 500. And the Braves, they just don't lose. As this pitch is swung on and missed by Smith. And more on the Mets when we come back in the home fourth inning. We've reached the halfway point tonight. In game two, It's 1-0 Mets. Bottom four next.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Jordan Gieber, 3 scoreless innings. Noah Cardenas at the plate, and he belts one into left field for a base hit. First pitch swinging, and the tying run is aboard. The second hit for Fort Myers. First hit since one out in the first inning. Ben Ross comes up next. He of the 99-mile-per-hour lineout. Back to the New York Mets, winning 10-1 today. Francisco Lindor had that bases-loaded double play inning-ending ground out yesterday with the tying run at third base. Yeah, he's got 3 hits, a home run, and a double tonight. So looks like he's playing a little angry. Here's a ball that gets away from Lantigua. That's got to be a pass ball. Hit him in the glove. And Cardenas up to second base. They call that a stolen base. That is absolutely 1,000% not a stolen base. Not even close. That's the PA announcer taking that upon himself, I'm guessing. The official scorer is very good here. Ben Norton. I ain't going to have that as a wild pitch or a pass ball. Fastball for a strike. One. Fastball fouled off. 1-2. Call that a wild pitch. Either way, it's not a stolen base. There's a roller foul. I did see there was some discussion on Mets Twitter last night, given how the Mets have used the bullpen in close games late, basically using pitchers who have been ineffective, inexperienced late in games of close games. And that's brought up the topic of, you know, are the Mets, how important is winning the division? And do you sell out to win the division, burn everybody, or since the Mets are basically safely in the playoffs either way, play it a little more relaxed, and if the wild card's the way in, then that's the way it is. I did not understand that discussion. And maybe people were just playing devil's advocate, but, I mean, I think you've got to go for the division. One, because you avoid the Dodgers in the second round, and two, it's an automatic bye if you win the division in the East, going to have the second best record. you have better odds in the playoffs if you have a bye than having to play an extra round, as this pitch is swung on and struck out by Ross. So I think the Mets have to attack it going forward the division. Now then, really, in any other year, the Mets would, I wouldn't say have the division wrapped up, but they would have some breathing room. The way the Braves had played since June 1st, and since June 1st, they are on pace to win 118 games. That'd be a record. And they just do not stop. So this is not about the New York Mets coughing up and blowing a 10.5-game division lead. This is about the Braves catching them. The Mets have played really good baseball for months and months now. And all of a sudden they lose, they go 3-4, and poof, the Braves blow right by them. Just an incredible feat by Atlanta. And the Braves show no signs of slowing down. You keep waiting for like a bad week for the Braves, and they continue to play at a level like this. Even the Dodgers have slightly cooled off from their record pace. The Braves have not. This ball is fouled away. So it figures to be a good battle. I'm not sure the Braves are going to take this division now where they have a lead and run with it. I would strongly think the Mets have a chance to, at some point in time, get back into first. They're only half game out. If they win tonight and the Braves lose tonight, and the Braves are at Seattle, then Mets go right back to first. Mets definitely have the easier schedule, but again, it doesn't matter unless you're winning all the games. Braves have a fairly light schedule as well. These three against Seattle, probably their toughest remaining games other than the three against the Mets towards the end of the season. They got a lot with the Phillies. They got three against the disappointing Giants coming up as this ball is outside. So that's your Mets discussion for the night. But up 10-1 right now. Down in Miami. 2-2 pitch to Rosario, and he grounds to third. Estep backs up. Here comes a long throw. What a dart by Estep. Frozen rope to get Rosario. And Cardenas, who singled on the first pitch and then quickly went to second on a wild pitch, is still out there at second base. Two outs now. And Ricardo's Rubel Cespedes will come up. This has been a theme for the Muscles at the plate in this doubleheader. They've gotten a runner to second base with no outs a few times now and have not brought him in or even moved him over. Cespedes 0 for 0. He drew a walk from Gieber in the second. And this pitch gets away from Lantigua, and that goes to the backstop. This one should be a pass ball. I think the first one should have been as well. But Lantigua in his first game.
That's another Muscles.
And not a stolen base. Yeah, keep calling it a stolen base. That's not a stolen base. But that's two that Lantigua should have stopped. And now there's no margin for error. You can't stop the next one. It's going to be a tie game. 1-0, swung on and missed. The ball and a strike. So again, if you're missed the roster moves from a couple of days ago. Mets placed two catchers in the injured list, Vincent Perozzo and Fernando Villalobos. So Mets really moving down the line to get to a healthy catcher in Lantigua, who hasn't caught in a live game in weeks now. And can't run Parada out there every night. A 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Now you go to the next week. I'd imagine Parada is going to catch game one on Tuesday. And with the Wednesday off day, I imagine Parada will catch game two as well. But if the Mets and Palm Beach play in a game three, I don't know if Parada would be allowed to go that second straight day catching. Might be Lantigua. Here's a ground ball to short. What a scoop by Tillian. Throws to first and gets the out. Boy, that tough in-between hopper. If he boots it, it's a run and a tie. He sticks with it, gets the out And the inning is over. Gieber, the magic man tonight, has worked four scoreless innings. Mets lead 1-0 on the strength of the Bear Sierra homer.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
11 innings down, 3 to go in this doubleheader. Mets have not trailed in this doubleheader. They had not had a lead in the first two games of this series, but they've led for the most of the next two. Raul Barcierta, the only run in this game, solo home run to straightaway center in the second with two outs against Tomas Clito. And he will not be facing Clito this time as A.J. Labus has taken over for the Muscles. So Clito did well. Four innings, two hits, one run, the homer. No walks and three strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Mets have a reliever throwing in their bullpen. So that might be it for Jordan Gieber, the four scoreless. Gieber at 68 pitches. Clito went 48 and 30 strikes, so certainly Gieber labored more than Clito. The one home run, the difference. Gieber kept it in the ballpark, and Clito did not. First pitch, a strike from Labus. The next pitch is grounded to short, scooped up by Miller. Throws to first. There's the first out. We've only seen Miller for just over a game at shortstop, and he might be the best defensive player at short we've seen all year. And the broadcasters and PR folks around the league were given the All-Star ballots and the ballots for best defender at each position. I'm told to fill it out before Sunday. I'm trying to wait as long as I can to fill mine out just so I can get another look at Miller. I make sure I want to pencil him in at short. And heading in that direction. Can't vote for your own players. It's a tough break for the Mets because they have so many good ones. Salazar in a 1-1 count, and he fouls one back to the screen. It's 1-2. A.J. Labus, this is his second go-around at Fort Myers. He spent six games with the Muscles last year. This is his fifth game this year, his fourth out of the pen, giving up eight runs in eight innings with 13 hits, two walks, and 11 strikeouts. 23 years old from LSU. And he gets a swing and a miss from Salazar. Two down. Eight straight Mets retired.
The Mets, number nine, Ryland Thomas, number nine.
Mets have sent 16 batters to the plate. Today, 14 have been retired. Ryland Thomas, one of the two that were have not. And he singled last time up, and he takes a ball inside here. 1-0 Mets, two outs, nobody on, top of the fifth. Thomas slices one out to left, long run for Baez, and this is going to drop in foul. Ooh, well, that had a lot of carry to it. Didn't make it to the wall. And it lands just to the left of the line, maybe a foot deep in the corner. And Thomas bidding for his second hit of the day. Labus waits on the 2-1, and this one nearly hits Thomas. Labus initially drafted by the Mets in 2017, didn't sign, went to LSU instead, and then was signed as a free agent by the Twins last year. As Thomas takes a strike, so spurned the Mets to go to college and then did not get drafted, but has made his way into the pros here in 2021 and 22. Ball inside, and Thomas takes a walk, no challenge. Two-out base runner for St. Lucie. Snaps the string of eight in a row, retired, and brings Lantigua back up. Lantigua 0-for-1 with the flyout. Labus, first pitch, and it's way outside the slider, 83. One nothing Mets, two down, top five of a seven-inning game. This pitch is rolled foul. Thomas, lead getting a little smaller. A 1-1 pitch. Slider gets over for a strike on the inside corner. Right at the letters, 1-2. Labus the 1-2. Low. Change up. Thomas started and stopped that time. And the catcher, Olivar, he just one hop to throw back to the pitcher. Well, if I'm Ryland Thomas and I see that, it's got to be go time. Can't throw a strike back to the pitcher. He's trying to steal second, goes back. Ball is grounded foul out to third. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Labus ready with the pitch. Sinks low for ball three. Good eye. Changeup starts probably belt high. Trust that it just falls off the table, which it did. Well, Lantigua's worked it full, and Thomas, who's been threatening to run, will certainly take off now. Payoff pitch, and it swung on and missed. Lantigua strikes out, and the inning is over.
That's another K brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Fifth inning stretch here at Hammond Stadium in game two. Mets lead is one.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill, Lee County, voted best happy hour, best raw bar, best place to watch a game in Lee County. Stop by and enjoy the great menu, live music and entertainment, and ice cold beverages. Three locations to serve you in Estero, Daniels and 75, and Cape Coral. Aristotle once said to be ignorant of motion is to be ignorant of nature. Vonda is running a clinical study researching an investigational medication sickness. Visit mymotionstudy.com to learn more. Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
JoJo Rodriguez is the new pitcher for the Mets. Takes over for Jordan Gieber. Gieber, four innings, two hits, scoreless somehow. Two walks, three strikeouts, 68 pitches, 40 strikes. Got some weak contact, and the hard contact he gave up essentially hit right to Chase Estep. Very fortunate bounces for him. Literally off the walls. And that kept a runner at third from scoring. He also made the pitches when he had to. So Rodriguez takes over in his team debut. A one-run game late. Always interested to see how these things go. He becomes the 102nd player used by the St. Lucie Mets. So two players making their debut today in the second to final game of the season. They're the battery, Rodriguez and Lantigua. That's a big ask for these two to try to keep this one-run lead on the road late in the game. They'll try. Ricardo Olivar is the batter, and a strike is thrown at 95 from the righty Rodriguez, who was out of St. John's. Unsigned or undrafted. Met Simon to a minor league deal in August. Here's a ground ball out to Tillian. Tough play. Gets rid of it quick and gets the out. Well, I think that ball was in the heel of his mitt, maybe rolling up towards his wrist, but he got it with the throwing hand before it could go too far up the glove hand arm. So he's made a couple of nifty plays at short the last two innings. JoJo Rodriguez was very effective in the FCL. Three games, he got two wins. Just one run in six and a third innings. There's a ball outside on a big curveball to Luis Baez. Saved by Lantigua. Nobody on base, so it wouldn't have mattered, but I'd like to see the practice of stopping that ball. A bunt shown and retracted and a strike called by Ginther. 1-1. Pitch. Low. Rodriguez, and if anybody else pitches behind him, it would be hard-pressed to repeat the effort by Gervais and De La Cruz from game one. The Mets bullpen, three and a third innings, no runs, a one walk and nine strikeouts. Pitch is outside for ball three. And we have a medical situation. Paul, the trainer, assistant trainers coming out and tending to, looks like, the eyeball of Lantigua. He's got something in his right eye. I don't know if he wears contacts or not, but trying to wipe the face and wipe the dirt out of the eyeball, and that has been done. Yeah, as a catcher, it's good to see pitches coming at you at 95 miles an hour, so I want to make sure that's squared away for Lantigua, and it appears so. There's a fastball low for ball four. A one-out walk issued by Rodriguez. Again, he was dancing around the strike zone, wouldn't just throw it in there. That's the nine-hitter. He'd like to attack those players. Back to the top, and Misael Urbina. Urbina's been quiet all series, and he's the number eight prospect for the Twins. How long can the Mets hold him down? Runner goes, pitches a ball, and it's dropped by Lantigua. Stolen base for Baez. And this one is a stolen base, not a wild pitch or a pass ball. And Lantigua just struggling to catch the ball. Tried to throw it before he had it. So tying run at second. And Rodriguez starts with the ball one, and then a high strike. Urbina does not care for it. Urbina 0 for 5 across the doubleheader with three strikeouts. Does have a walk. A 1-1 pitch, too high. Well, back Urbina off the plate. Pitches up for ball three. Well, the last time Rodriguez pitched in a game was August 18th, so nearly a month. So some rust here. He's unable to get the ball over consistently. 3-1 pitch, dangerous pitch, and Urbina will take it for a high strike. Borderline call. Urbina thought he had ball four. Pitch coming, and it's grounded foul off to the left side. Fastball at 93. Mets lead 1-0, one out, bottom five, tying run on second base. Rodriguez set for another payoff pitch. And it's driven into center field. On comes Murphy. He dives! And he makes the catch! Tanner Murphy saves the lead. A diving head first catch in shallow left center on the sinking line drive by Urbina. Well, I don't know if that saved the lead because the runner at second base, Baez, was holding tight. I'm not sure he would have scored if that ball had dropped in, if Murphy had gotten it quickly, but it is a huge out too. And Noah Miller will come to the plate. Outstanding play by Murphy. Great read off the bat. Not much time to react. That line drive falling quickly. There's a high fastball to Miller. So Rodriguez trying to work around a walk and a stolen base with a 1-0 lead in this fifth inning. One-0 coming to Miller, and he takes a changeup for a strike at 84 on the outer half. Miller has walked and lined out to left. A 1-1 outside at 93. Two balls and a strike. Pitches further outside, 3-1. A third batter in a row that has seen a three-ball count. Rodriguez, 18 pitch in the inning, only 8 strikes. That one's fouled away. Runs the count on Miller full. Rodriguez peers in, set for a payoff pitch. It's high and wide for ball four. Second walk of the inning as Miller will take the trot down to first. That was just an overthrow. Rodriguez trying to gas it by, couldn't get it in the zone. And now Schobel will bat. He has one of the 2 hits for the Muscles in the game. Now, both teams only have 2 hits. Bears-Sierta's home run, the lone run of the game. And Victor Ramos, who had to make a couple of trips out to the mound in game 1, will make his first trip out here in game 2. Well, he made visits that induced outs in game 1. Hopefully trying to do the same for the Mets' sake here in game 2. Again, this all not that surprising. Rodriguez, you know, over 3 weeks of not seeing game action. Now, it's one thing to stay loose in the complex on those morning, early afternoon workouts. Not quite the same as night game, stadium, real game in front of fans. Stakes are different, certainly a different environment. Struggling to the finish line, trying to keep the Mets in the lead. Visit over, first pitch to Schobel, is a strike at 91. Meanwhile, the Mets have gotten another reliever worked in the bullpen, starting to throw now. Low one pitch, a check swing. He held up on the appeal. He did not go. No go. Ball one. One pitch, too high. Ball two. One pitch, grounded sharply to short, and it eats up Tillian into left field. Here comes the tying run to the plate, and we're 1-1. Tillian made so many good plays earlier in this inning in the game, but that ball eats him up on the backhand into left field, and in comes Baez to score. So the 2 walks come back to sting Rodriguez in his team debut, coughs up the lead. We'll see what the scoring decision is. I'd say that's a hit, but I think Tillian had a great chance to keep that ball on the infield. And probably should have, even if he could not get an out. And now Noah Cardenas will take a ball outside. It is being ruled a hit, an RBI hit, as this pitch goes high on Cardenas. Now, certainly some air now out of the tire, out of the wind, out of the sail from Rodriguez. Not only the pitch count jacking way up here, but just the energy and adrenaline trying to get out of a 2-out jam didn't happen. Here's a blast into deep left center field. Thomas on the run. He will get there to make the catch. And that at least keeps the game tied. But Tanner Schobel picks up the 2-out RBI hit, cashing in on a couple of walks because Walks always kill. We'll go to the sixth, brand new ball game, 1-1.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tanner Murphy's had a tough day at the plate. Let's see if he can get a hit here. He's a good player. Shouldn't be this long without a hit. Mets tied with Fort Myers at 1. 2 innings to go in regulation. And Murphy takes a slider from Labus for strike 1. Mets don't have a home run since Bear Sierta's 2-out shot in the second. Check swing, and Murphy did not go. It's turned out to be a lovely day weather-wise here at Hammond Stadium. Won't lie to you, as this pitch is swung on and missed the slider. Got into the booth, started to unpack my stuff, looked down at the field, and the skies opened up and it started to rain. I said, "You've got to be kidding me." When I got in the car to come to the ballpark, it said 5% chance. But it quickly passed, and no rain since early, early afternoon. Murphy takes the slider just off the edge. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Labus worked around a 2-out walk in the fifth. He struck out a pair. Murphy checks his swing. No, he foul tipped it. And it's caught by the catcher. That's a strikeout. Murphy, just a forgettable doubleheader at the plate. And that big catch in the last half inning, which, looking back on that now, one of the reasons the Mets are tied and not trailing. So there's other ways to assist the team, and he's done it. Junior Tillian up, and he will take one inside.
Now batting for the Mets, number 18,
Tillian, 0 for 2. Fastball or a strike on the corner at 89, 1-1. Slider just off the plate. Olivar tries to frame it. Ball 2. Ground ball heading up the middle, and it squeaks through. Pie slice helps Tillian get a hit. Second baseman Cespedes could not range for it. One out single. I think I said the Mets' last hit was the Bear Sierta home run in the second. That was not true. Two batters later, Ryland Thomas led off the third with a single. That's the most recent hit until right then. Now Chase Estep at the plate. Feels like Chase is due for a big hit. 0 for 2 today, doesn't have a hit in the series. or a hit in the doubleheader. Does have one hit in the series. With Omar De Los Santos now on the injury list and likely done for the postseason, I think Esteps got the Mets' best, most consistent power stroke as this ball is up high. Humberto Sierta has the three home runs over the 13 home runs over a full season. Chase has got four in a very short amount of time. Pitch, strike on the inside corner. Remember the last time the Mets made the playoffs in 2016? The last week of the season, they needed a good week to win the half, second half. And David Thompson, third baseman, college player from the University of Miami, put the team on his back. I wonder if Estep might could do the same thing as this pitch is a strike. Thompson never made it to the majors. I was surprised. I thought he really was going to make it. Just had that David Wright-type clutch gene in the minors, but the further he advanced, the more of that gene disappeared. Timeout called late. Pitch goes high to the backstop. Auto ball called on the pitcher, Labus. Yeah, that tends to happen. These umpires watch the clock like a hawk, and it's a fine line they toe between, right when the pitcher's starting to deliver and that thing is already past zero. The pitcher can't stop. The umpire's got to bail out. It's very simultaneous. Here's a ground ball right into the shift. Stepped on second base by Miller. He throws to first for a double play. Boy, that was a rocket right at the middle, but just outside the pie slice was Miller waiting for the double play ball. Tough break for Estep. Nothing comes of the one-out single. Go to the home sixth, 1-1.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
This is a roll of the dice. Robbie Robinson going to run JoJo Rodriguez back out to the mound. During a long, struggling inning for Rodriguez that saw him just throw 12 of his 27 pitches for strikes, clearly rusty after not pitching in a live game in nearly a month. Got some good defensive plays out in center from Murphy and left from Thomas. Otherwise, that inning really would have spiraled out of control. But two walks, not a lot of strikes. Let's see if he's loosened up now as he delivers a curveball to Ben Ross. I imagine the lease is short. There's a reliever in the bullpen still throwing. I can't see a number way down there, even with binoculars. Useless things. I believe it's Jawilmy Ramirez. I think I can make out a 1 and a 9 on his jersey. Ross waits on the 1-1 pitch and sails to the backstop for ball two. A lot of those up and in fastballs last inning, just doesn't have the command. Well, it's a 1-1 game down to the final inning and a half as this pitch gets over for a strike at the knees, 2-2. So, obviously, whoever pitches for both teams wants to throw strikes, has to throw strikes. Two-two pitch. Look out. Up and in again. Ball three. Boy, this has got to be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 batters Rodriguez has faced, and I think 5 now have gotten to 3-ball counts. 3-2 pitch, and it's grounded deep to third. Estep stabs, throws, perfect strike, retires Ross by a stride. Estep has been perfectly positioned all game long. Fort Myers, well, they might have 3 or 4 runs right now if Estep isn't right where he has been. Back to that first inning, a line drive right to him with 2 outs, should have netted 2 runs. Takes away a leadoff hit here. Kalei Rosario is up. He's grounded out twice. Once to Tillian, once to Estep. So good job by Rodriguez to throw a strike 3-2. Now he bounces one in the other batter's box for ball one. Swings and misses at a changeup. Ball and a strike. Your Mets organizational scoreboard update. Mets lead Miami 11-2 in the eighth. Syracuse is up 5-2 in the eighth inning as well against Rochester at Syracuse as this pitch is high. I believe Mark Vientos is going to be called up to the Mets. I saw that earlier today. Another non-St. Lucie Met. Initially drafted by the Mets, missing St. Lucie due to the canceled season and the change in leagues, levels. But good for him nonetheless. 3-1 pitch coming to Rosario, and he swings through a fastball and another full count. So 8 batters and 6 3-ball counts now. Portland beat Binghamton 4-3. 1 o'clock game today. And Brooklyn and Winston-Salem rained out in North Carolina. 3-2 pitch, high, ball four. That's the third walk issued by Rodriguez. A one-out walk. And the go-ahead run is down to first base. And Robbie Robinson is going to pull the plug. So that was going to be a situation where it looked like Rodriguez was going to pitch as long as he did not give up a base runner. And again, you have a rusty pitcher coming in a close game late, and it went about as you'd expect. Didn't throw a lot of strikes, gave up a run, and now the Mets just hoping that it won't be two. So Rodriguez looks like he had good stuff, but a long layoff, and that's what happened. So it will be Ramirez coming in with the one-out situation. A 1-1 game in the sixth when we come back.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Rubel Cespedes bats with one on and one out against Ramirez. So we'll meet Ramirez wearing number 19. There he is on the mound. His first pitch is a ball high. Ramirez making his second relief appearance for St. Lucie since his promotion from the FCL. Tossed an inning and a third, two-thirds scoreless last Friday. So another guy who hasn't been in a game in a while. And throws one over. I've done the quick math. In this series, Mets pitchers have pitched now 26 innings, if you include this inning. There have been 21 walks and 26 innings. That's just not an acceptable rate. As this ball is grounded hard but foul past Salazar at first, strike two. And they have got to figure out a way to throw strikes next week. Five walks between Giebert and Rodriguez today. One out in the sixth. They had six walks and seven innings in game one. They had six walks and six innings in the seven-inning game yesterday, where Sport Myers doesn't have the bat in the seventh. And they walked four in the eight innings they had to pitch on Tuesday. And here's a swing and a miss and strike three. So Ramirez came in firing strikes right away. Two down. And a fourth strikeout of the night with the three Mets pitchers. And Ricardo Olivar will come up. Olivar, a flyout and a ground out. First pitch to him is buried in the dirt. Good block by Lantigua. Saves a wild one. Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds, a 20-year-old from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican. Free agent signing in 2019, the international signing period. As this pitch is rocketed off to the right, foul. A ball and a strike.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass.
In the FCL, Ramirez was tremendous, giving up four earned runs in 43 innings. Is that good? Yes. Ground ball out to Tilly, and he will shovel it to second. DeAndre is there waiting for it. That forces out Rosario on the bases. So that one-out walk by Rodriguez stays off the scoreboard. Well, we're going to the last inning of regulation. It's 1-1.
I want you to check me out. I am in section 214.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
This way, off the dugout, this way. Perfect, we got more fun. Ben's party, you guys are going this way. Perfect, just like we were hurt. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles.
I don't think it's worth even speaking while that guy blabs on, screaming on the microphone. I struggle with things sometimes, and I'm struggling right now trying to think what just happened between innings as Carlos Dominguez leads off and dribbles one. Tough play, new pitch in the game, fields it, spikes it away to first. Good stop by the first baseman Cardenas to prevent it going in the right field, but it will be a likely single for Dominguez, but he's on base. And the new pitcher, Mendez, right out of the chute, has to go field his position. The soggy infield with all the dew and the humidity here picks up the ball and throws it wild to first base. So Dominguez on. We're in a tie game in the seventh. It's 1-1. I think we're in the top of the seventh because we just did the seventh inning stretch at the end of the sixth. Yesterday, they did the national anthem during the rain delay of the fourth inning. So things are wonky, to say the least, as this ball is flown deep right center field by Smith, and it's going to be off the glove of Ross. Smith is into second. Dominguez gets stopped at third, and the Mets are cooking here in the top of the seventh inning. Just off the reach of the glove of Ross, scraped his mitt. DeAndre shoots it way out to the warning track in right. It'll be a double for him. And the Mets have two in scoring position with nobody out in a 1-1 game in the last inning. When Dominguez would have scored easily if he had known that was going to be missed by Ross, but he had to hold halfway to see if it would be caught. It was almost an outstanding catch. But Smith was his biggest hit of the series, and now you got Bear Cierto, who's very dangerous but free swinger, and he just chased one in the other batter's box for strike one. So Mendez, screws are being put to him right away. A couple of pitches in. This ball comes high. And they did rule a base hit for Dominguez. I think that's the right call. Well, a very tough play. Even a good throw, I don't think, was going to get him. But you never know. Not the scoring. Infield in for Fort Myers. Even the no outs, they have to play run prevention mode. And Bear Sierta is going to line this one into center field. It will be caught by Urbina. Here comes Dominguez. Throw goes to third, and the Mets have taken the lead in the seventh inning. A sack fly, and it's 2-1 St. Lucie. So Bear Sierta has driven in both runs tonight. And Eduardo Salazar will come up. And Mets now look for insurance. Smith out there on second. Salazar 0-for-2. And time is called. We have an auto ball assessed to the new pitcher, Mendez. So Labus, the previous pitcher, was hit with one. It didn't matter. And now Mendez gets one as well. Ground ball up the middle. It will be cut off by Miller. He throws to first and has the out. Boy, he's so slick out there at short. In a moment, it looked like that ball was going to have the steam to get through. Salazar is out. Smith goes down to third. And oh no, what happened to DeAndre at third base? He's sitting down on the bag. He's in pain. Oh, this is not good. Did he slip on the base? Looking at the play unfold up the middle at short and at first. And look down at third base, and then DeAndre's in pain. And trainer Paul is out to have a look at his leg or ankle area. Robbie's standing right there as well. Boy, the only thing I can figure is that he slipped on the bag. There was no play to be had at second, at third base at all. But they're trying to stretch out the foot. Looks like the left foot, and DeAndre's going to push himself up and I think stay in the game. And there's a lot of dirt on that bag, so I don't know if he slid in there, tripped in there. He's going to slowly walk down the line. Mets have already had a bad run of injuries with De Los Santos getting hurt. T-break going down. The stud reliever. DeAndre did have a scare at second base last week at Clover Park. And he's got his helmet halfway on his head. And he continues to move the left leg around. I think he's going to stay in the game. He's going to jog down the left field line. Well, you know, you think of something like that and you worry about Achilles, calf. But the good news is that Paul was trying to straighten his foot out, moving it back and forth. And if it's an Achilles injury, you certainly don't want to start yanking. So I think he's going to hang in. Also, you have to think about the game. Mets, if a two-out infield hit happens, you know, can DeAndre put it into high gear and get down to the plate? If there's a pitch to the backstop, can he push off and run down?
Now batting for the Mets.
He's going to stay in. Two outs and Ryland Thomas up. He has not been retired yet. Huge insurance run, 90 feet away. This ball gets away to the backstop. Smith is going to run home, and he will score standing up. He's okay. 3-1 Mets. Looked good running down the third baseline right there as the pitch from Mendez goes to the backstop. Actually took a nice ricochet out to the catcher, Olivar, who did pitch it to Mendez, but it just developed too slowly. I think if they both went quicker, it might have been an opportunity. Smith did not slide. So huge insurance run crosses home. Mets lead is 2. And Ryland Thomas takes this one to the backstop as well. He squared to bunt. So the Mets get this rally going with an infield hit by Dominguez on the basically swinging bunt out to the pitcher. And Smith shoots one into deep right field off the glove of Ross for a double. Bear-Sierta with the sack fly and the wild pitch. Tough couple of runs to swallow for the Mighty Muscles and Mendez. Sack fly and a wild pitch. But set up with the two hits. And now the Mets are 3 outs away from a doubleheader sweep. They're not looking very good the first 2 games of this series. Tuesday and Friday. Thomas will walk into a single tonight, waits on the 2-1. And cuts on it and fouls it away. It will be Jawilmi Ramirez trying to close it out in the bottom of the 7th. It's a win situation for him as this pitch comes up high for ball 3. Ball sliced foul. Thomas, who's had 2 good plate appearances tonight, having a third, no matter how this ends.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber, Collision and Glass.
Ball four, up and away. Ryland Thomas on base three times here in game two. Tough appearance here for Mendez. Tie game in the final inning, giving up two runs. Some tough luck in there, no doubt, with that Dominguez infield single to start. That laid one over to Smith and the wild pitches and the walk certainly on him. There's a swing and a miss on a slider from Lantigua. Thomas was itching to run last time he got on, but did not. Now the Mets have the multi-run lead. I wonder if he just takes off. I think he should, and he will, as this pitch gets away from the catcher. Throw to second, close but not in time. It didn't get away from Olivar very far, but just enough for Thomas to see it and take off. I think that's going to be a wild pitch. So Antigua, looking for his first St. Lucie Met hit, comes in a spot where he could drive in an insurance run. And he takes the fastball low. This is the 32nd game for Mendez. He does have three saves. 4.76 ERA. Antigua knocks one to the stands. Two balls, two strikes. Three-one Mets. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second, top seven. And this ball is rolled foul. Maybe bad juju for Fort Myers doing the seventh inning stretch at the start of the seventh, end of the sixth. Tempting the baseball gods with that. Two-two, Thomas trying to steal third. Doesn't matter, it swung on and missed. Antigua strikes out and the inning is over. But a big inning for the Mets. They enter the final inning of the night in a 1-1 tie. They break it on the sack fly by Bear Sierta and add the second run on a wild pitch. Let's see if they can close it out and make it a clean sweep on this Saturday afternoon and evening.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Three outs to go for the Mets. To try to win two games in a day. Mets have made a defensive change Kevin Villavicencio has entered the game at second base for DeAndre Smith. Now Smith, I don't think he hurt his left foot or ankle at third base. Ended up scoring on a wild pitch, but is out of there. So the now sure-handed Villavicencio out at second.
Villavicencio, number one.
It's 9-1 and 2 in the order, starting with Baez. And he quickly has worked himself into a 2-0 count against Jawilmy Ramirez. And Jojo Rodriguez went the inning and a third, one hit, one run, three walks, no strikeouts. And here's a ball high, and Ramirez has fallen behind 3-0. So the tying run could be coming into the plate in very short order. Yep, and he will. A four-pitch walk to start the last of the seventh. And that is the Mets' sixth walk of the game. Well, it's so hard to win games when you walk batters like this. It really is. Asking for danger. We'll say this, today in the doubleheader, Fort Myers 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. Oh, they have certainly walked their way to spots to get runs, but they just haven't come up with a big hit, as this pitch is a strike to Urbina. Urbina remains hitless in the doubleheader. And this pitch is grounded to short, could be two. Tillian shuffles to Villavicencio, throws to first. That's a double play by about 20 feet. 6-4-3. That is how you work around a walk. That's about the simplest double play as the Mets could ever hope for. A beautiful one-hopper right to the belt buckle of Tillian. The easy toss to Villavicencio, who had all day to throw to first. Even with the speedy leadoff hitter center fielder out by a good 15, 20 feet. The Mets an out away. Tying run no longer at the plate as Noah Miller takes the ball low. He has walked twice and lined out.
The call is challenge.
A challenge by the Mets, a late challenge, and it's overturned to a strike. And here comes Brian Meyer, the umpire, the manager, talking to the umpire. I mean, usually the challenges are a little quicker than that, but I didn't think there was a delay worth arguing. Argument's over. Second pitch is called the ball. So Lantigua and Ramirez pull off the successful challenge. 1-0 to 1-0-1. Next two pitches miss. It's two balls and a strike on Miller. Schobel, the potential tying run is on deck. He's got two of the three muscles hits in this game. Ramirez's pitch is flowing into left field. Ryland Thomas sees it. Ryland Thomas catches it. Ball game over. Mets win. 3-1 in game two. A doubleheader sweep for the St. Lucie Mets here at Hammond Stadium on this Saturday night. What a day for the Mets. Lost the opener on Tuesday, lost last night, but two wins and one day for the Mets to even this series at two games apiece. And the Mets form that happy high five line for the second time in only a couple of hours. It's a great feeling. So, some momentum building for the St. Lucie Mets ahead of tomorrow's season finale and the playoffs next week. The big question now is DeAndre Smith okay? You don't need to lose him this close to the end. Winning pitcher is Jawilmy Ramirez. Losing pitcher is Juan Mendez. Some good clutch pitching today by the Mets and some clutch hitting at times as well. That's a very good sign for postseason baseball. Have a late, close game, one in the last inning, and then closed out in the last inning as well. Very impressive by the Mets, who with this win now ensure themselves of a winning second half. They are 33-30 in the second half with one game to go. They are now 73-55 overall. Fort Myers, after a five-game winning streak to enter the day, has lost two straight. Muscles are 27-36 in the second half, 68-50 9 overall, so their hopes of a 70-win season has come to an end. Very impressive by the St. Lucie Mets. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap it all up here from Fort Myers with the postgame show.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. A soggy Fort Myers, Florida, but clear skies tonight. We played uninterrupted baseball for just the second time in this series, the other time being the opener on Tuesday. So, entered the week with a six-game series. It was cut down to five after the back-to-back rainouts plus the doubleheader that was turned to one game yesterday. So a five-game series. The winner will be determined tomorrow with the single nine-inning game. Good to be heading back to that on the final day of the season. Fort Myers won the first two. Mets have won the recent two, which were both today. Well, let's get to the scoring summary in game one. The Mets posted all five runs in their 5-2 win in the third inning. That was their first inning scoring in the series. It started with the Villavicencio leadoff single against the starter Jordan Carr. Then a one-out walk worked by Parada. That was a huge plate appearance in the game. He was in an 0-2 count, worked it full, took the walk. Junior Tillian then hit an RBI single to make it 1-0. With two outs, DeAndre Smith legged out an infield hit to load the bases. Dominguez then followed with a two-run double that made it 3-0. Raul Bercierta punched a single through the center. Two runs scored. That made it 5-0. Fort Myers scored a couple of runs in the fourth inning on a couple of bases-loaded walks. A very strange sequence with the bases-loaded strikeout, bases-loaded walk, bases-loaded strikeout, bases-loaded walk for Ovias. But good pitching by Gervais, and De La Cruz cleaned that game up nicely for the Mets. In game two, the Mets scored on a two-run home run by Bercierta in the second inning. Made it 1-0. Fort Myers scored in the fifth inning, a leadoff walk, or a one-out walk for Baez, and he was pushed up to second on a two-out walk to Noah Miller, both issued by JoJo Rodriguez in his first St. Lucie game. Then Tanner Schubel hit a single into left field off the glove of Tillian. That made it 1-1, the RBI single. But the Mets in the seventh inning got the infield single for Dominguez. And DeAndre Smith, next pitch, belted one to deep right, scraped off the glove of Ross for a double, setting up runners at second and third. Bercierta then lofted a sac fly to center to bring home Dominguez for a 2-1 lead. DeAndre Smith ended up going to third base on a ground out, and then with two outs, he came home on a wild pitch by Mendez for the 3-1 lead, and that's the final score. So moving to the box score of game two, three runs, five hits, one error for the Mets. A one run, three hits, no errors for Fort Myers. For the Mets in the game, no multi-hit games, but Tillian, Dominguez, Smith, Bercierta, and Thomas had hits. Thomas reached base all three times. Bercierta slugged his 13th home run of the season, the Mets' first home run of the series. Smith hit his third double. For Fort Myers, Schobel went 2-for-3, and the other hit came from Cardenas. Fort Myers only had three hits in the first game as well. So this, despite the walks, the Mets in the two games, a total of 14 innings, walked 12 batters. which I certainly don't want to do, but when you only give up six hits across the 14 innings and hold the opponent to 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position, then you can escape the walks. But that's not something I would recommend trying to do tomorrow or next week against Palm Beach. Limit the walks to as best they can. They played the fire today, did not get burned. Pitchers in the game, two. Gieber, four innings, two hits, no runs. Don't know how he did it in that first inning, but he did. Two walks and three strikeouts. Rodriguez, an inning and a third, a hit, a run, three walks, no strikeouts in his debut. And Ramirez, an inning and two-thirds, scoreless for the second straight time. No hits, no runs, one walk, and one strikeout. Got that big double play with one out, with nobody out in the seventh inning. His ERA stays at zero. He picks up a win. He's now 1-0 in his only second game. For Fort Myers, Cleto, four innings, two hits, a run, no walks, three strikeouts. Fort Myers got him off the hook. Labus, two scoreless innings, and Mendez takes his fourth loss. He's now 3-4. An inning, two hits, two runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Ball game played in 1 hour and 59 minutes. So an hour and 57-minute game one, hour and 59-minute game two. Attendance 2,081 baseball-loving souls. Put that attendance in for both games. So, Mets sweep a doubleheader on the road. Tough to do. They did it. There's one game to go in the 2022 regular season. Happy to report that it's going to be a single nine-inning game. We have a 1 o'clock start, so that's going to bump up right against week one of the NFL. So I appreciate if you tune in. Maybe you mute the Red Zone channel and Fox or CBS, whatever you're watching on, and then listen to the St. Lucie Mets for a couple hours and then enjoy the 4 o'clock games. Now that's what I plan to do once the contest is over. So we are at the end of the road, folks. Tomorrow will be a good broadcast. It'll be a recap broadcast, basically, of the entire season. So tune in for that. That will not be happening in the playoffs. Of course, we're going to focus on the cutthroat game that is postseason baseball on Tuesday, Thursday, and if necessary, on Friday. So tomorrow will be a fun broadcast. Hopefully we'll have a broadcast. The weather, probably like it's been all week. Going to rain in the area. Hopefully we can play and get through it. One last time, it'll be game 129 out of a scheduled 132 with three canceled games in the mix. I'll prepare for a 12:10 airtime tomorrow. And you can also follow us on at St. Lucie Mets on Twitter, stluciemets.com. If we're not in the air, those two places will tell you why and the weather situation. Well, folks, that does it for these games, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your finals from Hammond Stadium tonight. In Game 1, the Mets 2, the Mets 5, the Muscles 2. In Game 2, the Mets 3, the Muscles 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. Hope all you folks out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.